Well, thank you very much. And to all the readers as well so far, and those who have taken part in song, but that's great. I knew we'd get drums in the church at some point. Been working up towards that, so well done. The message of the gospel is a wonderful message, and it's a message of God breaking into our world. So he has got something to say to us. He's got something he wants us to know. And the message of Christmas time is the fact that God tells us what he wants us to know. So he interrupts our world to give us a really important message. I want to speak just for a few minutes on three interrupted worlds. Two of them are well documented, but one may or may not happen. The first interrupted world is this. It's the world of an English theatre. It happened in 1963, 22nd of November, 1963. The British playwright David Lodge was in a Birmingham theatre watching one of his own plays. And in this play, it involved one of the actors coming onto the stage and queuing up at an unemployment centre and a job queue. And he did it with the height of fashion, the height of technology in those days, a transistor radio. No headphones, nothing like that, just a transistor radio blaring away. It was tuned into a national radio station. It was playing live music. He put the radio down on the table and then carried on entertaining the audience. The music still blaring away. Suddenly, the music stopped. And the newsflash announced, "We interrupt this program to inform you that today in Dallas, Texas, the American president, John F. Kennedy, has been assassinated." The audience gasped. There was shock, horror. The actor raced across the stage to try and get his radio to turn it off, but it was too late. A voice from the outside had interrupted the world of that theater, and nobody was the same again. One person put it this way. In one sentence, the reality of the outside world had shattered the artificial world of the theatre production. The second interrupted world is 2,000 years before that one. Not a Birmingham theatre, but Bethlehem Fields. The world of some Bethlehem shepherds. The scriptures that we read said, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." That was their world, a very real world, a shepherd's world in Bethlehem. They were on night shift, guarding their flock, watching out for thieves and predatory animals. No doubt telling stories, telling jokes to pass the time of the night. Talking about also everyday things, prices, politics, religion. A normal world. When suddenly there was a voice from the outside. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They'd never experienced anything like this before. Sometimes you might get the impression that people are always meeting angels in the Bible. Left, right, and center, every page, there's an angel. There's not. The appearances of the angels were very rare. And when they happened, they were terrifying. And these rough, tough shepherds were terrified by the sight of these angels. Their world had been interrupted by a newsflash from another world, an angelic newsflash. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord." This was amazing news. The news of the birth of Christ, the Lord. And in this child, the hopes and fears of all the years would be met. The angels announce that someone had been born who had two great titles, Christ the Lord. They were not his name was Jesus, but they were the titles that Jesus had, Christ the Lord. Now, Christ simply means the Messiah, and the prophecies that have been reading, we've read this evening, they are the ancient prophecies that have foretold the birth of this Messiah. And when this Messiah would come, he would be a great person and a great being. And he would bring in a wonderful kingdom, a kingdom of righteousness and of peace and of reconciliation. And for thousands of years, Israel waited for their Messiah to be born. And now he's born. Christ is born. But the angels don't stop at calling him Christ. They say also he is the Lord. Now this title is a title of real magnificence, authority, sovereignty, and dominion. In that first century, they would call Caesar Lord, my Lord Caesar. And Caesar ruled the known world. But in Bethlehem, in that manger, was a baby born, who is Christ the Lord. What did the shepherds do when their world had been interrupted with this news flash from the outside? God was speaking to them. He was getting through to them. And he was telling them that a Savior had been born, who is Christ the Lord. Immediately, they went to find this child. Joy to their world. Their Lord had come. And God had interrupted their world with a message from the outside. A message that brings peace, joy, love, and hope. Those two interrupted worlds are well documented. What about the third one? The one that may or may not happen. The world of our suburban lives. You and me. What would it take to interrupt our world? And then to start it again. Only the restart would be amazingly better. We've got a world. What does your world contain? How small is it? How big is it? How troublesome is it? How joyful is it? What is it in your world? Family, friends, home, business, work, sport, holidays, gardening, DIY, golf, films, books, money, bills, shopping, Amazon.co.uk, eBay, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, religion, politics, special interests. Many things fill our world, and we carry on in our world day after day, week after week, year after year. But every now and again, we say something like this. There's got to be something more to life. There is something, but I don't know what it is. And many people say those actual words, that there's something else, there's something out there, there's something somewhere, but I can't tell you what it is. Back in 1940, the Second World War had been raging for some months. And people were asking about the question of suffering. It's a major question. C.S. Lewis, the Oxford scholar, he wrote a book. And he called it The Problem of Pain. And in this book, he reasons about the existence of God, even in a world of pain. And he speaks there about this sense of what he calls the numinous, the uncanny, the out there somewhere. And he describes it in this way. He says that suppose you were in a room and somebody came into that room and said to you, in the next room, there's a tiger. You'd be afraid. But you'd be afraid of what you knew. Because you knew that if a tiger would get hold of you and did the tiger things to you, then you would be a mess. So you would be afraid. But suppose somebody came into that room and said, in the room next door, there's a ghost. You'd be afraid, but with a different kind of fear. It wouldn't be the fear of the known, but it would be a fear of the unknown. It would be a fear of the uncanny, the unreal. And C.S. Lewis writes then, with the uncanny, one has reached the fringes of the numinous. And I suggest to you that God often seeks to break into your world, to interrupt your world, which is an ongoing world full of the things that we've said. God seeks to get into your world by bringing you to the fringes of the numinous, by letting you know that there is something more to life. There is something out there. There is something which you might be afraid of, something you might fear. But it's not a fear of the known, it's the unknown. Or else God might bring you to the fringes of the numinous by giving you that sense of joy. And you say, if this is joyful, this must point to something even more joyful. There must be something even better than this. So So whenever we have those uncanny moments, that sense of otherness, that sense of this world is bigger than I know it, the sense of there's something out there, that is when God is seeking to get through to your world. And God interrupts our world again and again and again if we're only listening. And what would be the message he would give to our interrupted world? It would be the same message that the shepherds received. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This is the voice from the outside. This is the voice of God speaking through the angels. This is the voice of God speaking through his word. A Savior has been born. Now we know what the titles Christ the Lord means. But how is he going to use that power, that might, that authority? He's going to use it to save us. The Savior has been born. To save us from what? To save us from everything we can't save ourselves from. Our foolish ways that destroy our lives and the lives of others. Our harmful habits that ruin things for us and others. He's going to save us from our ignorance of God so that we walk around in spiritual light, not spiritual darkness. He will save us from the sinister, dark spiritual forces that are operative in this world. And he will save us from our acts and our words and our deeds that offend God and so bring his judgment upon us. He's even going to save us from death itself. We can't save ourselves from these things. We need someone powerful. We need someone who's the Messiah, who is also the Lord and the Savior, the Son of God himself, Jesus Christ. And God would break into your world tonight, and he would give you these two choices. Either you can continue your life with an uninterrupted suburban world of work, rest and play, always wondering, what is there out there? You know there is, but you don't know what there is, and you'll never find the answer or fulfillment. Or you can embrace this message and you can have faith in this Christ child who is the Messiah who died on a cross to save us. And once you embrace this message and believe this Messiah, this voice from the outside, then your new world will begin. Your new life will begin with amazing blessings of heaven in your soul. Your whole life will be rebooted, loaded with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, which only Christ can give you. Scriptures go on to speak of another interrupted world, the interrupted world of some wise men. And Darry is going to read that to us.